Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. House Agriculture Committee deals with cool. We'll talk about that after this.
It's all about their land, their cows, and a passion. Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories.
Hi, this is Leanne from Glencoe, Oklahoma. My family dairy farm is dedicated to you. As a first-generation dairy farm family, we know there are a lot of choices when you purchase milk and other dairy foods, but rest assured that our products are safe and wholesome. Your health is important to us. Did you know a nutritious diet includes 3 servings of dairy foods every day? Milk, cheese, or yogurts are an essential part of your diet to make sure you're getting the 9 essential nutrients dairy offers. To discover all about the world of dairy, visit us at dairymax.org or like us on Facebook.
My name is Allie Bowman. Don't forget to drink milk.
Last month, the World Trade Organization issued a decision on the U.S. country of origin labeling rules for meat, specifically as they relate to trade with Canada and Mexico. Those two countries have filed a protest to the WTO, saying their livestock industries have been unfairly treated by our cool labeling rules. WTO largely ruling in favor of Canada and Mexico in this regard. The House Agriculture Committee this last week, during their farm bill markup, did adopt an amendment that was offered by Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas and Dave Scott of Georgia. Mr. Neugebauer explained what the amendment was all about.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you know, in the 2008 Farm Bill, we passed mandatory country of origin labeling. Our friends to the north and south did not think that cool was all that cool, and they challenged this piece of legislation in the WTO, and the ruling went against the U.S. on that. It was appealed. Appeal was lost. And now, while the ruling said that the U.S. can keep the cool program, it still found that the provisions must be changed in order to make it WTO compliant. What this amendment does, it just says that within 90 days after passage of this legislation, an effective date, that the Secretary shall bring a report as to what their plan is to comply and make this cool WTO compliant. It's very simple, very straightforward.
In effect, Mr. Neugebauer, a Republican, Mr. Scott, a Democrat, telling the Obama administration, don't fool around, figure out what you're going to do and report back to us by date certain. The idea of putting the administration on a short leash on this issue did not sit well with Colin Peterson, top Democrat on the committee.
The USDA is going to report to the committee on the necessary steps that they feel they need to take because of the WTO ruling. So I don't think there's any need to put this into the farm bill because they're going to do that.
The debate continued on. Mr. Peterson and then later Leonard Boswell of Iowa indicated they didn't think USDA needed any instructions on this. They were on the case. Mr. Neugebauer got the floor back, and at that point he yielded once again to Mr. Peterson.
Okay, so what happens if this survives the conference committee, you know, and it's 90 days and they don't produce a report? Are you going to be in beating them up because they missed the deadline?
Well, we're going to write the Secretary a letter and ask him why he hasn't given us an answer.
Are we going to have hearings about
that? I think that Mr. Scott makes an extremely good point. Is the industry is in limbo here until we, you know, get
are we going to have hearings like on the CFTC, you know, where they missed the deadlines and they missed them because they were actually doing the right thing and then we call them in and beat them up?
Well, sometimes they don't do the right thing. We don't know whether they're going to do the right thing on this or not.
And one final thought was offered up by Representative Tim Hulskamp from the Big First District of Western Kansas.
Cattle producers need some certainty. I am not worried about the USDA. I'm not worried about this committee. I'm not worried about Congress. I'm worried about certainty for our cattle producers. So let's just adopt the amendment, get the report out there, and get an answer.
After that word, roll call vote was held, 34 yeas, 12 nays. The amendment adopted to urge USDA and basically mandate that the secretary come up with a plan on how they're going to change cool to comply with the WTO ruling and do it within a 90-day period from the enactment of the farm law. Of course, a lot of ifs and buts between now and then. You've got to actually get this included in the conference report. Got to have the farm bill itself signed into law by the president before all this goes into effect, but a message being sent that USDA should not dawdle in trying to get this all put together and make the adjustments to let the industry know what the rules of engagement are going to be in this country of origin labeling issue. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.